and forget to pray, you shrink. And this is something that we want to address today when we, in the subject of what we've had this weekend, spiritual warfare, when we've been thinking about facing giants, and we looked on, of course, we looked at the great victory that has been won by the Lord Jesus on Friday night, and then the first meeting, the first two meetings on Saturday, we looked at the giant that David conquered. Then we looked at the giant that conquered David in 2 Samuel chapter 11 and 12. And then lastly, we looked at the giant in 2 Samuel 21 that David could not conquer alone. And he needed others to come alongside and help. And we reminded ourselves that we're not in this battle alone, and that the Lord Jesus has triumphed. He's gained the victory, but we need one another in this battle together. Today, this morning, we want to look, we want to focus a bit on the thought of secret weapons. And we placed up here the secret weapons, and there's two of them that are mentioned. Well, one of them is mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6. And Lord willing, tonight we may look a little bit more at Ephesians chapter 6, but I just want to lift one verse out of Ephesians chapter 6, and that is in verse 18. In verse 18 we read, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And then Paul goes on to say, and for me, that the utterance may be given to me, that I might open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. And then he goes on. But I want to, just this morning, in the few moments that we have together, I'd like to set before us how important it is, these two secret weapons in the life of the believer. If you are not a praying person, then when the giants come against you, you will not have what you need to be able to face those giants. But what prayer does is prayer fortifies you and strengthens you, and it reminds you that you rely upon an outside force. You rely upon God Himself to come to your aid. You are dependent when we pray. And it's interesting to me that one of the very first things, when the Apostle Paul was saved, when the Apostle Paul was saved on the road to Damascus, and the Lord Jesus from heaven shone to him in that bright light that outshined the noonday sun, he says in Acts chapter 26, when the Lord Jesus appeared to him, and then Paul says to him, what would thou have me to do? His life was changed. He surrendered his heart over to Jesus Christ. And one of the very first things that Ananias is told, one of the very first things that he is told that Paul is doing, is that he would find him on a place called, on a street called Straight, and he says that he's there, and he's doing what? He's praying. He's praying. And what oxygen is to the life of the believer, or to each of us, what oxygen is to the human being, prayer is to the Christian. We need a life of prayer. Because it's an access. And when we think about this idea of being in a battle, when we think about the fact that every one of us are on the front lines in this battle, every one of us are out in the front lines and we're being bombarded by the enemy. Paul talks about the fiery darts that are coming at us. And he talks about lifting up the shield of faith and all these other things. But when we're out on the front lines, one of the things we need is we need communication with headquarters. That's what prayer is. If you put it in the battle scene, that the people on the front lines need to be in contact with headquarters so that they know where to go. And they know what to do. And they know how to go about in this battle. They know the best avenues, the best paths, and the best way. And that's what prayer is for us, and how important it is. And Paul mentions this, and he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication, meaning to beg the throne of God, to beseech the throne of God in the Spirit, realizing that it's the power of the Spirit of God that we're connected with heaven because of the man of the glory. And that man who's the head of the body, the head of the assembly, has now sent the Holy Spirit down. And the Holy Spirit has baptized us all into one body and connects us to the head. And so we pray in the Spirit. And as we pray in the Spirit, our prayers go up to our mediator. Our prayers go up to our high priest. And he takes those prayers and he presents them to the Father. And how wonderful. And listen, I want to tell you, there's no right way to pray and there's no wrong way to pray. We need to emphasize on the fact that we need to be dependent. We need to be dependent. A lot of times we worry about saying the right words or saying the right whatever. I remember a young man that got saved and he came to the meeting. And in the prayer meeting, there were some flowery languages going up. I mean, there was those that were offering up what appeared to the rest of us. They were offering up, you know, bullocks. I mean, it looked like they were killing the fatted calf. They were offering it up to the Lord. But maybe to the Lord that might have just been a little turtle dove. But then this young man that was just saved, he came. And that night he just poured out his heart and he told the Lord how thankful he was. And it was from the abundance of the heart the mouth spoke. And I tell you, that was a fatted calf. I don't know about the rest of them. I'm not here to judge them. But I'm just saying, the Lord wants us to pour out our hearts to him. And that's what prayer is. And how wonderful that we are able to do that. And so he says this in supplication and in the Spirit, being watchful. Why? Being watchful to this end. Well, to what end? The fact that the whole context of what he's saying is in the context of battle. There's a war going on, and we've been occupied with that this weekend. We've been occupied with the fact that we wrestle against not flesh and blood. We've been occupied with the fact that our weapons are not carnal, but our weapons are spiritual. And one of those spiritual weapons that we have is prayer. To this end, that we need to be watchful, knowing that our enemy goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And if we're not sober, if we're not vigilant, if we're not men and women of prayer, he will creep in. And he will slowly sap us of our energy. And things will start to creep in. And how we need to be able to be in prayer, he says, with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. Now I want to show you from God's Word, and if you turn with me now to the book of Acts, we're going to look basically at two passages of Scripture this morning, one in the New Testament, one in the Old. One we're going to emphasize prayer, and the other we're going to emphasize praise. And when we think about this, Iman's going to take us to the next slide here. And what prayer and praise are the oars by which a man may row his boat into deep waters of the knowledge of Christ. Charles Spurgeon. And I thought this quote was a wonderful quote, that he would tell us that the prayer and praise are the oars in which we can row into deeper knowledge and appreciation of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I found this other quote that said, when God's warriors go down on their knees, the battle is not over, it just begun. This is the importance of prayer. We'll go to the next slide. When we think about prayer and praise, it breaks down the walls. And this is what we want to look at in Acts chapter 16. Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. And that's what we looked at in Ephesians chapter 6. Prayer is the most powerful weapon against every trial you face. Let me say that again. Prayer is the most powerful weapon against every trial you face. Let me ask a question. Who here in this room has not faced trials? I'm looking. I don't see any hands.